Greetings once again from St. Michael's Broadcast, and we continue today with the great prophecies of heaven that have come our way through the late seer, Veronica of the Cross. Veronica was a prophet of our time whom the Almighty had raised up to champion his cause. And of course, his cause is the restoration of all things in Christ. We are now moving into the time of the great chastisement and the eventual return of Christ to earth. So Veronica's commission from God was to go forward like a latter-day John the Baptist and announce that the kingdom of God is at hand. Or perhaps better put, it is the Mother of God who had come to announce this through her. Veronica was just the instrument used to relay heaven's message to the world. We might say she was Our Lady's mouthpiece or microphone. And in a short bit, we're going to hear a recorded segment of Veronica receiving the message from the Virgin Mary at one of the rosary vigils of Bayside, where these visitations take place. Now, one of the prophecies of Bayside is that Russia would continue to raise up seditions and wars throughout the world, leading into the time of the Great Warning and eventual chastisements. And Our Lady in her message assures us that Russia has never been stronger against us, and that our country is becoming fast ruled by a communist state. Our Lady has said that Satanists are now in tight control, with the agents of the KGB holding the major posts in our government. She says that the greatest danger to our country lies in the fact that we have already been invaded from within, that our nation is surrounded on all sides by the enemy. Back in the 80s and 90s, people had difficulty accepting this idea of infiltration, but today I don't think too many would question it. 9/11 was a real eye-opener for the American people as to the danger that exists in and around our country. We have to understand, too, that countries like Iraq and Afghanistan are nothing more than agents of Russia. We might say that they are claws in the paws of the bear. And as Russia now sets out to maul the nations with the scourge of terrorism, they will use countries like Iraq and this Al-Qaeda network to carry out their plans. Our Lady assures us that there has been no change in the plan of Russia to take over the world, especially the U.S., and that we make the same mistakes over and over again in listening to them when they try to tell us that they've disarmed or that they've given up their communistic aspirations for world control and that they want to talk peace with us. Our Lady says, don't listen to them. Lenin said, the lie is sacred. He also said, when you're strong, pretend you're weak. And so we see the strategy of Lenin in full swing right now. And these men, Putin, Gorbachev, and Yeltsin, and all of them together, remain avowed Leninists to this day. They are slaving for this cause of deceiving the United States concerning their plan against us. Our Lady says, there is no truth that can come forth from the mouth of an atheist. And yet our nation's leaders will put more credence in the words of these atheists than they will the Mother of God. And how sad to see that Putin was allowed to come into our country last year and fool our leaders around with words of peace and cooperation after it had been clearly determined in the news that Russia had been supporting Iraq in their war against us and that their support, in fact, had been ongoing. If you'll recall, it was reported several times during the Iraqi war that Russia had been supplying Iraq with night goggles, machine guns, and other implements of destruction, and that Russian troops had reportedly made their way into Iraq through Syria in an attempt to assist the Iraqis in their anti-American effort. Now, this only confirms what we had known about Russia all along and brings to light fully their belligerent stand against the U.S. With the U.S. occupation of Iraq, we have basically locked into a Vietnam-type situation, though more deadly and volatile than Vietnam could ever be. We are sitting on a powder keg right now. This place is full of embers and hotspots that can flare up at any time, and in fact have been flaring up. A major concern right now is that this conflict in Iraq is going to skip over and ignite in Iran. Our Lady did say that our country would meet with a greater distress and loss of life in the Gulf, the Persian Gulf. And of course, when we speak of the Persian Gulf, we are speaking of Iran. It's no secret that they are well-stocked and supplied with multi-nuclear weapons with Russia and China backing them. So that's certainly a place to stay out of. But it seems that this Middle East conflict is moving in that direction. Our Lady on June 18, 1994 seemed to prophesy the present time when she said, quote, your country will soon be embroiled in another war. The next war will embroil many nations. It will be a war to the finish. Unquote. Now, let us stop and analyze a bit. The U.S. has been involved in a rather disastrous war. And this war is far from over. This may yet flare up in Iran. This is the big fear right now. And it may embroil many nations, where we see many countries go up in smoke. And in fact, this is all leading into the Third World War. Because let's face it, this is a prophecy that Our Lady gave for so many years, that the Third World War would erupt within our generation and would bring about the annihilation of many nations. Russia's plan is to invade the Middle East and eventually take Israel, but before they do this, there are various Arab barriers that they have to knock out of the way, like Iraq and Iran, and if they can destroy our troops in the process, that makes it all the better because the number one barrier that threatens Russia's plans is the United States of America. Because the U.S. is the only nation left on Earth that can act as a mighty dam to hold back the floodgates of communism. That is why Russia's primary plan is to knock the United States out of the way. And if they could suck us into the Middle East, destroy our troops in the process, this is also going to leave our country wide open. Because Our Lady also said that the communist plan is to come up from Mexico into the United States and take our country. Our Lady said that they are formulating this plan from Nicaragua. When Russia goes into the Middle East to take Israel, they don't want any opposition from the United States. They want us out of the mix, as well as these other Arab countries. And this is why Our Lady does not want our country going into the Middle East, because this is playing right into Russia's hands and destroying our country in the process. So this conflict is far from over, and our presence over there is fueling it on. But even worse, it is triggering international terrorism here at home. Our Lady has said that terrorism is coming to the U.S. 9/11 was just the beginning. That was just the thunder before the storm. On September 27, 1986, she said, "There will be blood flowing in the streets of the United States. There will be carnage such as has never been seen before in the United States and Canada. Do not take lightly the threats of those murderers in the European states who have felt this carnage. They are now setting up their plans to bring destruction to the heart of the Americas." And then she goes on to say, quote, "The enemy will come from foreign nations now to try to shed this blood. Do not take their words to you lightly. They will enter the United States for one purpose, to destroy the morale." Unquote. And that was Our Lady speaking back in 1986 about this wave of terrorism that has yet to come to America. 9/11 was the first major blow or attempt to bring down our nation's morale. And of course, our nation has since been on pins and needles, not knowing really what's going to happen next. And that's what terrorism is, to inflict a spirit of terror or uncertainty, or as Our Lady said, to break down the morale. And that was one of the objectives of 9/11, which, by the way, was predicted by the Blessed Virgin Mary way back in 1976. I quote her message where she said, "There will be a great destructive act committed in your city of New York." And that's Our Lady speaking on September 14, 1976. You are listening to St. Michael's Broadcast, and we're discussing how communism is at work today to destroy our nation's morale. We should also point out, too, that it is this very force of communism that has now destroyed the morale within the Catholic Church. Our Lady has said that the ugly hand of communism has now reached in to desecrate the body of Christ in the Church. And because of this influence, today's clergy are terrorized from carrying out their vocation to speak out against the evils of our time and defend the Holy Sacrament. A spirit of intimidation has taken hold of the clergy. Only a few remain true. For instance, you won't see a priest anywhere who'll get up on the pulpit and say, "The charismatic renewal comes straight from the devil, and therefore any involvement with it will lead you onto the path of hell." Don't expect priests to talk that way anymore, because the prospect of such a thing terrorizes them, just like they are terrorized from speaking out against communion in the hand. They just won't do it. You will not find a priest today who'll get up on the pulpit and say, "Communion in the hand is a filthy sacrilege in the eyes of God, and therefore it shall not be practiced in this parish." They just won't do it, dear friends. You hear the cocks crowing all over the church today, morning, noon, and night. The clergy today won't speak out against homosexuality. They will not get up there like a good shepherd and say, "Homosexuality is a mortal sin which offends Almighty God and threatens the young. Therefore, it will not be permitted that anyone enters this church who either acts or dresses homosexual." And he should also go on to say, "Neither will women act and dress as men. Women will not wear pants. Women will not wear shorts. Women are not to assume the image of men in any way, shape, or form," which also means that women are not going to be on this altar anymore competing with the priest. "The altar of God is not a forum for feminists to advance her nonsense," and so on and so forth. If priests today had 10 cents worth of courage, they would say these things and much more. And if they really had their act together, they would quote our Lord's message to Veronica, where he says, "In the holy sacrifice I left you with, I did not ask for women to be upon the altar, nor try to be a high priestess. They carry this on in the churches of Satan, therefore it shall not be carried on in my church. When I had the Last Supper with the apostles, my mother was not present. If I had it in my power from the Eternal Father to make a priestess, I would have surely chosen my mother. But no, there were no women present at the first dedication. And that's Jesus speaking to Veronica, October 2nd, 1987. This echoes St. Paul in the Bible where he says, "Let women keep silence in the churches." And Our Lady essentially says the same thing in her message of March 24th, 1974, where she says, "It would be better now, my children, if woman would be silent, for she does not know the road she is traveling. It is only Satan who has set her to rebel against her destiny." Unquote. Truly, sin entered the world through Eve, and continues to re-enter among us through the militant followers of Eve under the banner of ERA. The devil is using feminists to set up his cause inside the Catholic Church today. This whole mode of altar girls, women's councils, women lecturers, women speakers, this has all been introduced on purpose to try to foster this idea of the woman priest. That's the big apple they're shooting for, which of course is a heinous abomination in the eyes of God, and yet today's clergy won't say boo against it because they are terrorized at the very thought of it. You see, they're afraid of what Bishop Judas Iscariot is going to say. You know, that they're going to get a smaller parish, or they're going to lose their pension, or they're going to get sent up to the Yukon. But that's what terrorism is. And this has come about through the influence of Satan in the church, working through communism and socialism and humanism and all the various isms of our day that are hacking away at the institution of the Holy Roman Catholic Church. And that is essentially what the third secret of Fatima was. On May 13, 1978, Our Lady told Veronica, quote, "They converse of the secret that I gave at Fatima. It is a simple explanation. It could not be fully revealed because of the drastic nature of my message, how I warned and warned that Satan would enter into the highest realms of the hierarchy in Rome. The third secret, my child, is that Satan would enter into my son's church." Unquote. Now, our Lord in Scripture has stated that the gates of hell will never actually prevail against his church. But in even saying this, he's saying then that there's going to be a battle. He's saying that the old devil is certainly going to try to destroy his church. And Our Lady in her message has said that the forces of Antichrist are now waging their final battle against the church. This is the final Armageddon before the second coming. And with the Holy Father becoming increasingly ill, we are approaching a very crucial period for the church. Our Lady says that we will guide by the directions that come from Rome. You are listening to St. Michael's Broadcast, which is the one radio program designed to bring to you the urgent message of Jesus and Mary to the world, as given through the late seer, Veronica of the Cross. We are going to listen now to a recorded segment of Veronica receiving the message from the Virgin Mary on June 18, 1992. Again, these visitations would take place during rosary vigils that are held at the Vatican Pavilion site in Flushing Meadows Park, New York. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see the Blessed Virgin and her son. At their direction, Veronica would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being recorded. Over 300 such messages had been transmitted to the world through Veronica, acting as a voice box for heaven. Now, this was Our Lady's last message to the world concerning the Soviet Rus, where Russia has now claimed that communism has collapsed. Again, remember Lenin's strategy: when you're strong, feign weakness. And that's exactly what they're doing now. The bear is playing dead. They do this on purpose so that the free nations of the world won't suspect what they're about to do. That is to say, they are planning a major invasion of the West. The U.S., Canada, and many other nations are now on the brink of a communist onslaught. But before they do this, they first want to suck as much money as they can out of us, even indirectly through countries like Iraq, so that they can build more bombs and stockpile more armaments. Now, what you're going to hear is Veronica's voice, but this is the Virgin Mary speaking through her.
My child and my children, I come to you with a mother's sad heart this evening, and I brought you forth, Veronica, to make it known to the world that there are dire events heading towards your country and the world. As I tried to instruct you all in the task that you must pray much for the leaders of your country and the leaders of the nations of the world, because if you do not, this will bring on the most disastrous war to mankind. As I counseled you all in the task, I said to you as quote, this is a ruse. I repeat again, this is the visit to your country, the once great and illustrious United States of the world, the nation, the United States of America, the illustrious country that now is leading into a path of darkness. This has been allowed because of the dire straits of your nation. The morality has now been cast aside. Darkness has fallen upon mankind. My child, it saddens my heart to know that you are not, as a nation, allowed any longer to pray in your schools. Do you know who is in your nation now? The man of sin. I counseled you in the past, and I will warn you all for the last time that you have allowed to come in upon your nation a man who is a counterpart, an identical figure to his past successors. I tell you now, and I will not tell you again, this is the last time you will receive this counsel. As in the past, Lenin. As in the past, Stalin and Khrushchev and many others had tried to deceive the United States. They all felt that by trying to ensnare you with delusions of casting aside their communistic aspirations, that they had become, as you, a free nation for all. I assure you, my children, there is no freedom in Russia. It is all a delusion. They seek the monies of the world, from the nations of the world. And why do you not learn a lesson? It happened in the time of Lenin. It happened in the time of Stalin. And there you are all on the same road, ready to give billions of monies that should be given to those of your nation and the free nations of the world. Do not be deceived, my children. Russia is not free. It is a cosmetic act to delude you. Lenin and Stalin used the same tactics, my children. Why do you not learn from your errors? Our lady now, our lady is crying. Now she's looking up and she says, my tears fall on you, my children, and I must give you also the conclusion to what I have spoken to you of. Lenin and Stalin are not with us. They were cast off to meet with their God, the prince of darkness, Satan. It behooves me to say, and it tears my heart in anguish, that they did not seek to be saved. For those who approach them, as they will approach you in your nation, and try to convince you that their way of life without the Eternal Father was a way that should be adopted by all, no, my children, I repeat again, because this will be my last discourse to the world on this subject. This man, these two men, are of the same creed, color, spirituality, or should I say, my children, lack of spirituality. They had a father who is the father of all liars. So what does it make them, my children? Lenin, Stalin, Khrushchev, Yeltsin, Gorbachev. That is the same old plan, my children. And those leaders of your nation are as blind as they were in the past. I tell you, for your own good, my children, of the United States of America, that once was a nation under God and indivisible, that you will fall if you do not come out of your slumber now. For it is their plan to subdue you once they get the billions that they need in aid to buy more armaments. They have not disposed of their armaments, my child and my children. They store them in other nations. They have the same goals as their forefathers.
You're listening to St. Michael's Broadcast, and we've been listening to a recorded segment of Veronica receiving the message from the Virgin Mary at the vigil of June 18, 1992. And of course, the two men mentioned by Our Lady in this segment are Gorbachev and Yeltsin, who she also called the man of sin. At the time when this message was given, Yeltsin had just addressed the U.S. Congress, and Our Lady was lamenting the fact that we had allowed him into our country, just as we have now allowed Putin to come in and speak words of deception. As Our Lady said, we never learn from our past. Everything that was said of Yeltsin, Gorbachev, and Stalin in this segment is also true of Putin. He, too, has the same goals as his forefathers, no different. Now, heaven has given us the power to detonate this diabolical force of communist Russia, but this power must be enacted by the Pope. Since the time of Fatima, and continuing today, Our Lady has asked that the Pope join with all the bishops of the world on one day and consecrate Russia to her Immaculate Heart. The consecration is like a public exorcism. The world's bishops, together with the Pope, have to lay hands on Russia, as it were, in a public ceremony and pray for its conversion. This is the spiritual formula that is going to break its hold upon its people and set it onto the path of its conversion. And by conversion, we mean that it would be abiding peaceably under the jurisdiction of the Holy Father in Rome. To date, there has been no such conversion in Russia, even though, granted, there are many true Catholics in Russia who love and honor the Pope, but they are persecuted and put to death for this. The only form of religion they have in Russia is your Russian Orthodox Church, which is not Catholic. That is state-run, state-controlled religion, run by the KGB. Everything they say, do, and think caters to the cause of the KGB. They will use religion, yes, as a front, to gain a few million dollars out of the West by putting out flyers about their so-called seminarians who need funding and blah, 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 but that is just a front to deceive the populace. As Our Lady said, Russia is not free. There is no freedom in Russia. That is a cosmetic act to delude us. And until that time, when the Holy Father will join with all the bishops of the world on one day and do what Our Lady asks since Fatima, Russia will continue to go throughout the world on its path of deception until the nations are eventually consumed in fire. Now, we want to emphasize that it is God himself, Jesus, who brings us this urgent notice from on high that we do what his mother asked since Fatima or else. I quote his message of June 17, 1989, where he tells Veronica, "This is my direction from heaven. Unless the bishops and the Holy Father in unity with all the bishops of the world, unless they consecrate Russia to my mother's Immaculate Heart, the world will be doomed, because Russia will continue to spread her errors throughout the world, rising up wars and carnage and pestilence and famine. Is this what you want, my children?" Unquote. Now, our good Holy Father knows very well that he has to consecrate Russia, and he has had every intention of doing so, but he will not do it because he does not have a backing from his bishops on this issue. And he fears that if he does do it, it's going to stir controversy among the bishops and split the bark of Peter in half with division. But what Our Lady is saying is that if he really wants to avoid division and have a true unity in the Church, he has to do it on heaven's terms and do the consecration. That, too, is the formula that will heal all this division and sacrilege that has characterized the post-conciliar Church. Because, as we said earlier, it is this very force of communism that is generating all the turmoil and error and desecration throughout the Catholic Church today. The ugly hand of communism has truly reached in, as Our Lady said, to desecrate the body of Christ. So this diabolical force of Russia needs to be neutralized, detonated, through the consecration. So we certainly urge you to write to the Holy Father in Rome. In fact, I wish to quote Our Lady's message of October 2nd, 1987, where she says, "You must get in touch with the Holy Father. Send a letter of grace from heaven to Holy Father. He must consecrate Russia to my Immaculate Heart, or else Russia shall go throughout the world, destroying nation upon nation, even the United States and Canada." Unquote. And of course, if you don't know what to write, you can call and request one of our consecration petition forms that you can send to the Pope. But one thing's for certain, we have to storm the Vatican with letters. To obtain your petition forms and all the free information, send your letters to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York 11361. That's St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York 11361. Or you can call our toll-free line, that's 1-800-345-MARY. There is no cost to receive the information, but again, we do remind you that your financial assistance is necessary to keep this program on the air. So if you'd like to see this program continue each week over this station, then send along your gift offerings today made payable to St. Michael's World Apostolate. And again, we do remind you that your donation is tax deductible. That mailing address again for all the information, St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York 11361. Or you can visit us at www.smwa.org.